if you've heard about the Truro Loops project, it's amongst people I know, not science, just observation, it has been very broadly welcomed. This idea of a lovely walking and cycling trail, which would take you along the riverside from Truro, with a bridge linking you across, so you can go from the Malpa side of the river to the Newham side of the river. And generally, I think people have found the idea quite appealing. But now it appears that there's an element in this which could make life pretty difficult for some of the 180 businesses which operate on the Newham industrial estate, kind of on the west side of the river, when it comes to access for large lorries. And Lee Ibbotson from the Newham BID has popped into the studio to tell us more. Good morning.
Morning.
Lovely day for a walk into BBC Radio Cornwall.
Yes, yeah, certainly a bit soggy at the moment.
Bit soggy out there. So this plan, Truro Loops, has been around for quite a while. What information has emerged that's causing such concern?
Well, back in early February, the a consultation document came out from Cormac, which, among other things, suggested the road being narrowed initially to 6.2 metres, and then they pulled back to 6.5 metres. And that then led to a meeting with the Newham BID businesses, which were unanimously against the proposal.
So let's just describe this for those people, because we're obviously people in Truro are going to go, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, but people elsewhere will be a bit hazy. So you basically, you come off the roundabout by the Iceland food store and you go down there past Tesco, and then that is the area where they're going to have this cycle and walking path. But at the moment, it is a kind of fairly busy road, particularly with lorries going down to some of these businesses.
It is, and big lorries as well. You have McSelvers that have one of their cranes weighs 216 tonnes. And you have Biffa, you have the main sewage works bringing tankers in and out. The scrap yard, there's boat builders, there's a boat yard, there's the bus company. So there's a lot of big vehicle interactions going up and down that road.
And the idea would be there would be this there's a path, a footpath now, but it would be widened to accommodate pedestrians and cyclists as part of this trail. Is that correct?
That's the plan. I mean, currently there are three footpaths. There's one each side of the road, and there's a third which goes along the edge of the river. And certainly our contention is that a combination of those could be used to accommodate any additional cyclists and walkers that come about because of the loop system.
So you're talking about the road was going to be 6.2 metres, and I think you said they've extended to 6.5. What would that give in terms of tolerance for some of these vehicles that are coming up and down the road?
Well, a lot of the lorries, including wing mirrors, are 3.2 metres wide, so it gives about a 10 centimetre...
If you've got two coming in opposite directions.
10 centimetre gap between them, which, to put it into context, is the width of a hand. So in order to avoid that, they're going to pull to the edges of the road where there are going to be walkers and cyclists, and the wing mirror will be overhanging.
When you went to talk to Cormac, what response did you get?
Very little, really. There have been many complaints that have gone in about this. I have not seen a single positive comment. We are hoping to set up a meeting with the portfolio holder, and hopefully that's going on at the moment. But that's been very hard work to get anybody to come and look at it. And there was an incredible comment made at the consultation meeting from a Cormac representative, saying that council policy was more important than health and safety.
Well, we weren't there, and we obviously don't have a comment from Cormac, and we'll
okay.
offer the invitation to do that, and obviously we have no sort of third party attribution to that quote. But let's talk about solutions. Is there a solution to this, or could the needs of the businesses scupper the whole Truro Loops project? What do your members think could happen?
Well, I think first of all, there are options. There is the Riverside footpath, and there are two existing footpaths now, so they could be designated for different uses. Equally, you have to look at leisure use not being carried on generally at the same time as the commercial use on the estate. So evenings and weekends, there isn't much activity on the estate. So it feels like something that isn't necessary, possibly. And I think the whole Loops project has got hung up on that word, Loops. If it was called something different, and it was just a footpath system for the area, would every footpath have to be joining and have to be in a circle? If somebody is coming down the Newham Trail currently, and there is going to be a bridge across the river to Boscombe Park,
down by where the ships come in to pick up the scrap metal,
yes.
Makes it sound very glamorous, doesn't it?
But if that bridge is going to go in, and the trail's joining into that, and there is going to be a footpath the other side going to Malpas and going to Truro, why do you need a further one within the industrial estate? I mean, I personally, if I was taking that walk and coming into Truro, I'd rather cross the river and walk down the edge of the river, or stay on the industrial estate side and go down the side of the river than walk through the industrial estate.
What's the argument about not just having the people and the cycles going along the riverside path? I didn't actually know there was one right along the river on that side of the river.
Yeah, it goes all the way from here almost, down the side of Tesco's, right down, and joins a quite wide footpath just by Cornish Mutual. So it's there. It arguably would need a handrail going along it, which not all of it has at the moment. But the drive seems to be to spend 1.6 million of European money, and that seems to be the big driver behind this, and that funding could be lost.
If the plan goes ahead, what do you foresee being the outcome? Do you think businesses will leave Newham?
Certainly, several businesses have voiced that they would have to look at it seriously. You can envisage there being accidents and therefore the whole estate grinding to a halt. It's going to take longer to get in and out anyway. But I suppose the doomsday scenario is that somebody does get hit by one of these vehicles and a wing mirror.
Well,
and there is a, I know James Cracknell, a cyclist, was hit by a wing mirror of a vehicle and ended up having to go into a medically induced coma and has got brain damage. You know, it's a serious thing.
Well, let us know how your battle to change the plan goes. Thank you very much indeed, Lee, for popping into the studio. We have contacted Cornwall Council to actually ask for their perspective on this. Nothing back as we speak, but if you know Cornwall Council are listening and would like to pop somebody on the radio or indeed gives a statement, you would be very welcome to do so. Our phone number, 0808 100 1039.